Today's Amud is Beitza Tezayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Tezvav Amud Beis by the bottom line. So says the Gemara, Tani Rav Tachlifa Achua Dravanai Chuza, that Kol Mizanaisav Shel Adam Ketzuvim Loi Me Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Kippurim. From Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, so it's decided how much money a person's going to have, how much food, referring to how much money a person's going to have. That's all decided for a person from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur. During those times, during those days, it's decided exactly how much money a person's going to have for the year. Chutz, with the exception of Mehaitzah Shabbosais Vahitzah Yomtiv, except for the money that one spends for Shabbos or Yomtiv, Vahitzah Banav L'Talmud Torah, and the money a person spends for Talmud Torah. If a person spends less, so then he gets less money that year. And if he spends more, then he gets more money. Meaning the amount of money that's decided during the days, during the Yamim Narayim, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the amount of money that's decided a person's going to make for the year does not include how much he spends on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The amount of money that's decreed upon a person is how much money he's going to have for other needs. How much he spends for Shabbos is however much he'd like. Whatever he spends for Shabbos, that doesn't go into the Cheshbon. Whatever he spends for Yom Tov, whatever he spends for Talmud Torah, none of that goes into the Cheshbon. If he spends more money, so then he'll just get more money that year, although within the realm of reason, the Paiskim say. The Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa says in Simon Reish Mem Beis, in Sifka and Beis, he says if they raise the prices of fish, and people try taking advantage of the fact that the Yidden, that they want their fish for Lekavod Shabbos Kodesh, and they start raising the prices, so then we go on strike, and we say no more buying fish. We don't say, it doesn't matter, because anyways it's for Shabbos, so the money doesn't matter, because it's money being spent for Shabbos. No, it's all within the realm of reason, within the realm of normal. But once you're within the realm of normal, so then whatever money you spend on all these things, that doesn't take away from the amount of money that you're going to have for the year. And Rav Bitzal Ransberg in this Hagayis over here, he brings from the Medrash, he adds that also Rosh Chodesh. So it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, Talmud Torah, and also Rosh Chodesh. They say a simon to remember, the four things, is Mitishrei Va'at Tishrei Chutz Mitishrei. Then how much money a person's going to have from one Tishrei to the next Tishrei, it's decided Mitishrei the Tishrei Chutz Mitishrei, except for Tishrei. The Taf of Tishrei stands for Talmud Torah, the Shabbos, the Shin stands for Shabbos, Reish for Rosh Chodesh, like the Medrash, and the Yod is Yom Tov. Mitishrei at Tishrei, Chutz Mitishrei. Amr Rabbi Avayu, says the Gemara Vayter, says Rabbi Avayu, Maikra, what's the Makar? What's the Makar that's decided during these days how much money a person's going to have for the year? And as Fasemis points out that technically you shouldn't need any Makar. Of course, we know that a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah. So if a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, so then obviously he's judged for how much money he's going to have for the year. So this Fas Emes explains that we already find that there are certain things that a person is judged for during the rest of the year. We say Pesach, Shavua, Sukkot, a person's judged for Tfuah, for Perisailon, for water, for Mayim. So we see that there's other times of the year that a person is judged. And so who says that the person's Parnassah is decided specifically on Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says, "Tiku b'chayda shayfar b'kesel liyom chagenu." It says that you should blow shayfar on the month that's b'kesel liyom chagenu is on the month that the moon is hidden. So, ezu chag shachaydesh mischasebay. Which month is the moon hidden? Meaning, which month falls out on Rosh Chodesh? On Rosh Chodesh, right before Rosh Chodesh, the min goes unseen for 24 hours. So, which yom tiv do we have that's right at the beginning of a month? Most yomim tivim are in the middle of the month, or at least Shavuos is a week into the month. Which Yom Tov is mamish right by Rosh Chodesh? Have you aimed there Rosh Hashanah? And what does the pasuk then say? Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "Ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpar l'elokei Yaakov." It says it's a chok li Yisrael, and chok is a lashon of parnasa. That it's decided how much chok, how much parnasa is a person's going to have. Chok is a lashon of mizaynes of food. That's all decided on Rosh Hashanah. My mashma dahai chayk lishna de mizaynehu. How do we know that chayk is a lashon of food? Dechsiv, as the pasuk says, va'achlu es chukam asher nasan lahem paray. It says that they ate their chukam, their food that paro gave out to them. Marzutra Amar Mehacha, or Marzutra says it's from this pasuk. It's a pasuk describing Shlomo Melech's tefillah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, "I don't want to be wealthy. I don't want too much. I don't want too little. I don't want to be poor. Hatshifeini lechem chuki. Just give me enough amount that I need of my chuki, of my food." So again, you see that the lashon of chayk is a lashon of mezainis. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amru alav al Shammai Azakin. They said about Shammai Azakin that kol yamav haya eichel l'chvayt Shabbos. Every single day of his life, he ate l'chavid Shabbos. How does he eat every single day l'chavid Shabbos? So matzah behema na'i. Let's say on Sunday, he would find a geshmaka looking behema, fat behema, would look good for Shabbos. So Aymer, he would say, Zula Shabbos. Ah, this is a geshmaka behema. I'm going to save this one l'chavid Shabbos. Then he would be walking around some more matzah acheres na'i mena, and he would find an animal that looked even fatter, even nicer than the previous one. So maniach asashnia va'aychol asarishayna. So then he said about the second one that, ah, this one's going to be l'chavid Shabbos. The first one I'll eat today. So when he ate that first one, he was eating it l'kavod Shabbos, so that he should have the second one l'kavod Shabbos. And then he would continue to do that. He would find a nicer one, and then he would eat the second one, and that's how he was nayeg. Aval Hillel azake mida acheres ha'isalai. Hillel had a different way about this. Shekol ma'isav l'shem shamayim. Everything he did was l'shem shamayim, which Rashi explains means that he had bitachon. He ate whatever it is that he had. And he had bitachon that the Kodesh Baruch would give him the most special behema he would prepare for him for Shabbos. He didn't save anything specifically. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. Hillel reasoned based off of this pasuk of bless Hashem every day to live life day by day, be a bal bitachon, and Hashem will make sure that they have something nice for Shabbos. So the Shita Mikubetzes points out that even though the Gemara says, the Braisa says that Hillel Azakein was l'shem shamayim, was kol ma'isav l'shem shamayim, avada shamay was also l'shem shamayim. He was doing everything. He was eating every day l'kvayt Shabbos. Avada, that was l'shem shamayim. Says the Shita, what the Gemara means to say, what the Braisa means to say, is that you might have looked at Hillel as anhaga, like a little bit maybe, chas v'shalom, that he's a bal taiva or something, that he's just eating whatever it is that he has. No, says the Gemara, Hillel azakin was l'shem shemaim. He was doing it l'shem shemaim, he was working on his bitachon, he was a bal bitachon. For him, he couldn't just save something for Shabbos, he was naig with his bitachon to just assume, and to be by teach and Hashem, that Hashem was going to give him something nice for Shabbos. And Tanina Mihachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well, that the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, they continued the Rebbe's Hanhagas. Beishamai Oimrim Mechad Shabayich L'Shabsayich, that Beishamai says from Sunday for your Shabbos, meaning already on Sunday start preparing for your Shabbos. Beisil Oimrim Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, that no, live day by day and have bitachon that Hashem will give you something nice for Shabbos. Says the Gemara Vayter Amar Reb Chama Brebi Chanina. Says Reb Chama Brebi Chanina, Hanaisin Matana L'Chaveiroi Ein Sarach L'Haydiyat. If a person gives a present to his friend, so you don't have to inform him that you're giving him a present. And how do I know that? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Umayisha leyada kikaran or panav. It says that when Moshe went down from our Sinai with the Luchais, so Hashem made his face very shiny. And the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even know that his face was shining. So that means you see from there that Hashem made his face shining without even telling him. So you see, you're allowed to give surprise presents. The pasuk says that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells Klal Yisrael that you should know that I am Hashem who makes you holy. Amar lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that Moshe, matana toiva yesh li v'beis genazai, I have a tremendous gift. I have such a special present in my treasure room. V'Shabbos Shema, and its name is Shabbos. V'ani mevakeish liyitna li Yisrael. And I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. I want to give this precious gift of Shabbos to Klal Yisrael. Leich v'haydiyo isam. Go and let them know that that's what I'm doing. So what do you see from here? Mikan Amar Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. From here, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel understood the Yisoid. We learn from here a principle in life that hanaisin pas latinaik, that you're never supposed to give surprise presents. When you give bread to a child, If you give someone a present, so tzarach lahidia li'imai, you have to make sure the mother, you have to make sure the parents know. Don't give a present without saying who it's from. When you give a present to a person's child, you should tell the parents that you gave the child the present. And Rashi explains, because by doing so, you cause there to be much more friendship around in the world. The parent sees that, oh, you're being nice to my child, and it makes them more fond of your, of you. So therefore, it causes more friendship. So therefore, it says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we see from that which Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael that He was giving us Shabbos, that you're supposed to tell someone when you give them a present. So that's a kasha when Rabbi Chaim of Rabbi Chanina said that you don't have to tell someone when you give them a present, and he learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu, that his face was shining and he didn't know. So says the Gemara, like kasha, it's not a stira. Ha b'matana davida li galuye, ha b'matana delo yavida li galuye. It depends if the present will be known about or not. Shabbos, without Hashem telling us about it, so then we wouldn't have known. And the Gemara will ask shortly that, yes, we will, but Shabbos without Hashem telling us about it, so we wouldn't know about it. So that's why Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael I'm giving them this good present, this tremendous present. Whereas the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu's face was shining, that's something that he was going to discover anyways on his own, and therefore there was no need for Hashem to tell Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll ask the Gemara, Shabbos Nami, Matana Davida Ligaluyehu, is the Ligaluyeh. Shabbos also is something that's going to be known. We're going to have the Aseret HaDibros. We're going to be by Matan Torah, and Hashem's going to give us the mitzvah of Shabbos. So why does? So how could you say that the reason why Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael about Shabbos is because it's a present that we wouldn't have known about otherwise? Of course we would. Hashem was going to give us Shabbos by Matan Torah, by the Aseret HaDibros. So says the Gemara, yeah, but Matan Schara La'avida Legaluyeh. Ein Achanami, we would know about the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shabbos, that's not what Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell them about the tremendous Schar of Shabbos. Tell them about the Olam Haba they're going to be Zeichah to. That's not something that's Avida Legaluyeh. That's why Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go tell Klal Yisrael. Because that's the Matana, the Schar that we get for keeping Shabbos. That's a Matana that's La'avida Legaluyeh. Amar Mari mentioned that Mikan Amar Hashim ben Gamliel Hanay Saint Pas Latina Ktsarch Lahidia Li'imai. Now, when you give a present to a person's child, if you give bread to the child, so you have to let the mother know. My Avidle, how do you inform the mother? Meaning you're not with the mother, so how do you let her know that you gave her child a present? So says the Gemara, two etzas. Shaya flay mishcha, rub some oil on him. Umali le koichla, or put some eye makeup around his eye, one of his eyes. And by doing so, he's going to have something funny on his head. Well, I guess he won't notice the difference. People won't make fun of him, of course. And he'll get home, and his mother will say, hey, what is that? And he'll say, oh, Mr. So-and-so gave me some bread today. And then she's going to feel very good that someone was nice to her son. So that's how you inform the mother. Or Vahainna says the Gemara, nowadays, the Chayshin and Lechshafim, nowadays the people, if they start seeing some oil or some eye makeup around one of the eyes, so they're going to start being nervous that maybe someone casted a spell on the child. So what's the Eitzah? Amarav Papa, Shayaflame Aiseh Amin. You give whatever min of the gift that you gave the child, so you put some of that on him. So let's say you gave bread to the child, so you take some of the breadcrumbs and sprinkle it in his hair. This way when he gets home, he's going to have some breadcrumbs in his hair, and besides needing his bath, his mother will find out that you gave him some bread, and that's the Eitzah if you want to give someone a present. Smear some of that chocolate or some of that candy all over his face. This way when he gets home, his mother will find out that you gave him a present. Says the Gemara, Vayter Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that kol mitzvah senasan lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, nasan lehem b'farhesia. All the mitzvahs that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, he publicized and he gave it to them in public. Chutz mi Shabbos, with the exception of Shabbos, shenasan lehem b'tzina, Shabbos was given privately. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, beini ubein b'nei Yisrael aishi la'ilam. That it's private, it's between me and you. Shabbos is something that's just private between me and you. Says the Gemara, yihachi, if so, that Shabbos was given privately, so lo li'anshu nachrim ala, so nachrim Goyim shouldn't be punished for not accepting the Torah. Rashi brings the Chazal say that in the future, the Goyim will be punished. Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu went around to give the Torah, and all the Goyim said no. Right? When we're children, we say because they said for the Torah we have no time. Really, it's because they said they like to murder or rob and steal. So they said that they didn't want the Torah. So in the future, they're going to get punished for not accepting the Torah. Ask the Gemara if Shabbos was given privately. Shabbos, they didn't know about Shabbos. So how could you punish them for not accepting the Torah if they didn't know about Shabbos? Of course, if they would know about Shabbos, so then they would have accepted the Torah. They have a good taina now. They could say to Hashem, Hashem, you didn't let us know that Shabbos was in the Torah. If we would have known Shabbos was in the Torah, of course we would have said yes. So why are the Nachrim going to be punished in the future for not accepting the Torah if they didn't know about Shabbos? So says the Gemara in Achanami, Shabbos oidiu oidinu, avada they knew about Shabbos. Shabbos itself, the mitzvah of Shabbos wasn't given privately. It's matan scharo lo oidinu. It's the schar of Shabbos, that's not something that was given privately. The schar of Shabbos that was given privately, it's about that we say, bein yu bein b'nei Yisrael, oisi lo'ilam, it's the schar of Shabbos, that's private, that's between us and Hashem. And the Shita Mekubetzes explains that the Goyim don't have a taina that, oh, you didn't tell us about the schar, because the Goyim don't really care about Olam Haba anyways. The Schar is in Olam Haba. They focus their lives on Olam Hazeh, so that's not a taina that the Goyim are going to have. Or Vibayis Ema, or you could say that Matan Schar Nami Oidinu, that in Achanami, the Matan Schar, the reward for Shabbos was known. It's the Neshama Yisera Lo Yoidinu. It's the fact that we get a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos that they didn't know about, which also that's a Matana, that's not something Hashem had to tell them about. That's not something that they could have a taina for, because that's just Tama Matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that we get in Neshama Yisera. The Amr Rav Shimon ben Lakish, how do we know that we get in Neshama Yisera? Says Rav Shimon ben Lakish, that Neshama Yisera nice in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'adam Erev Shabbos. That every Erev Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in Neshama Yisera. Ula Matzei Shabbos, and a Matzei Shabbos, night l'naisei heimenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Neshama Yisera away from us. That's how we make the bracha on Besamim on Matzei Shabbos. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Shabbos Vayinafash. Kevon Sheshavas, we dash it from this Pasuk on Shabbos Vayinafash, that Kevon Sheshavas, once a person, he rested, he spent his Shabbos, and Shabbos is now over, so he says, Vayinafash, Vay of the Nefesh. He gives a groan, and he says, Vay, whoa, of the Nefesh, I lost my Neshama Yisera. So that's the makar that we see from Matzei Shabbos, that the person has this feeling of vay of the nefesh. There's that natural, somewhat of a depression a person has Matzei Shabbos. It gets fixed when the person takes the shower, he has his hot bread, chamin b'matzei Shabbos malugma, but there's that natural bad feeling that the person has on Matzei Shabbos. It's from the vay of the nefesh, it's from the neshami yisera that leaves on Matzei Shabbos. And it's a relatively known, well-known Rashi over here. Rashi says that the neshami yisera is what allows a person to have menucha on Shabbos, it gives a person simcha on Shabbos, and lastly Rashi says it allows a person to eat or drink. A person could eat or drink more, he can enjoy his physicality more on Shabbos. What's perhaps maybe less well known is the Shita Mekuvetzes. The Shita says that the Neshama Yisera gives a person more siyata d'shmaya in his learning. It makes a person smarter that he'll have more siyata d'shmaya in his learning. That's the tayelas that a person gets from having the Neshama Yisera. In any event, according to the Arizal, so a person has to make sure to go to the mikveh of Shabbos. The Arizal says that a person gets his Neshama Yisera when he goes to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. So the Yisoid V'Sharash HaAvayda is medayik that if a person doesn't go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos, he doesn't get a Neshama Yisera. Ad kedei kach, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld has a tshuva in Salmas Chaim, in Simon Reish Samach Zayin, he declares whether or not a person who didn't go to the mikveh Erev Shabbos, does he need to make a bracha on Besamim on Matzei Shabbos? We make a bracha on Besamim because there's that bad feeling when the Neshama Yisera leaves, but if a person didn't go to the mikveh, so then maybe he doesn't get the Neshama Yisera, maybe he doesn't make a bracha on Besamim on Matzei Shabbos. So says Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld that Avada, even if a person doesn't go to the mikveh, there's a certain level of a Neshama Yisera that Klal Yisrael as a whole gets automatically going into Shabbos. That's something that Klal Yisrael gets. But then there's the extra benefit, of course, that a person gets from going to the mikveh. That only a person gets when he goes to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. But Lemaisa, he says, there's no problem for a person who doesn't go to the mikveh to make a bracha on Besamim, because there's still that collective Neshama Yisera that all of Klal Yisrael gets. Says the Gemara Veiter, back to the Sugyas of Erev Tavshilin, So Aisa Adam Tafshil Me'erv Yamtif. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person wants to cook on Yamtif for Shabbos, so he makes a Tafshil on Erev Shabbos, and that's his, sets that up as his Erev Tafshilin, and then he could cook on Yamtif for Shabbos. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Leishanu ala Tafshil of Opaslai. That you have to make a Tafshil, you don't make bread for the Erev Tafshilin, you have to make a Tafshil means a cooked dish. So now Taisus, we're gonna have Taisus later on Yitzayinam Abayz, so he brings this sugya, and he brings from the Re learns a Abaye Kipshutai. The Re says that for Erev Tafshilin, all you need is a Tafshil. You don't need pas at all. Which means that whether you want to cook or bake, no matter what, whatever, for all Shabbos needs, all sorts of different types of cooking and baking needs, all you have to do is set up a tafshil. That's what Abaye says. That leishanu ala tafshil of a pasla, you don't do bread, you just use a tafshil. So it sounds like for the whole year of tafshilin, all you need is a tafshil. That's the Re. However, Taisus brings some Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that no, it's based off the sugya we had on the previous Talmud on Tesvav Mabez. We said that ein mevashlan el ala mevushal and ein eifin el ala afoy, that if you want to bake, so then you need pas, and if you want to cook, then you need a tafshil. That says Rabbeinu Tam, you need both. When you make an erev tafshilin, you need a tafshil and you need pas. So what does Abaye mean when he says leishanu ala tafshil of a paslai? He means to be yaitze the tafshil, so it has to be an actual tafshil. It has to be a cooked dish. You can't just use bread. That's all Abaye means to say. Now you can't just use bread. You also have to set up bread when you want to bake, but to make the erev tafshilin for cooking, so then you need to have a tafshil. That's all Abaye means to say. That's what Taisus brings in Machlekes Re and Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, an erev tafshilin for cooking and baking needs to consist of both a tafshil and pas, and according to the Re, all you need is a tafshil. Lamaisa Taisus brings that even the Re, he didn't want to be makel against his uncle. Rabbeinu Tam was his uncle. He didn't feel confident enough. He wasn't confident enough to be makel against his uncle and to be makel to only use a tafshil, and therefore even the Re himself was machmer to use both a pas and a tafshil, and that's the maisa we paskin, at least the chadchila, that a person is supposed to use a tafshil and pas. And so come out that the Abaye is just saying that for the tafshil, you have to use a cooked dish. It doesn't help to just have bread. Maishna, says the Gemara now, Maishna pastelai. Why can't you have bread and use the bread as the whole Erev? Why do you have to also have a tafshil? Ilema midi de malafes beinon, because the tafshil needs to be something which is eaten with bread. Upaslai malafsa, and pas is not something that's eaten with bread, it's the bread itself. And a tafshil by its very definition means that it's something eaten together with bread, not the bread itself. Vahadaisa nami de lai malafsa, but daisa, porridge, is not something that's eaten together with bread. And we're gonna see soon that you're allowed to use daisa for the Erev Tafshilin. Now, how do we know that daisa, that porridge, is something that's not eaten together with bread? The Amar Reb Zera commented about daisa. He said, Hani Bavloi Tibshoi, these crazy Babylonians, Da'achli Nahama Binahamo, they dip their bread into the daisa, it's eating bread with bread. Meaning, he considered daisa to be something which is not eaten together with bread. It's like bread itself. And yet still, V'am Rab Nechumi Bar Zecharia, Mishmeida Abaye, he said in the name of Abaye, that Ma'arvin Bedaisa, that you're allowed to use Daisa for the Tafshil of the Erev Tafshilin. So you see, the Tafshil doesn't have to be something which is eaten together with bread. It could even be bread itself. So why can't you use Pas? Ela midi deloy shchiach binan. The reason why you have to use a tafshil, you can't use pas, is because you have to use something which isn't normally eaten during the week. It should be something which is nicker, that it's being set aside, the kavod Shabbos, and therefore, that's why you can't use bread. Upas shchicha. And pas is something which is eaten all week round, all during the week as well. That's why you can't use pas as the tafshil. V'daisa loy shchicha, whereas daisa is not shchiach, and that's why you are allowed to use daisa for the Erev Tafshilin. So that's the first version of this Shaklavitarya. Or Ika Da'ami, some have a different version, that Amar Abaye said, Leishanu ala tafshil of a paslai. This is the same. That you have to use a tafshil, you can't use bread for the tafshil, it has to be a tafshil. And said, but now here's where it's different than the first version. That my taima, what's the reason why you can't use pas? Ilema demidi de la shchiach binan. If you say that the reason why you can't use bread is because you have to use something which isn't normally eaten during the week, upashchicha, and pas is normally eaten during the week, that's why you can't use pas, v'hadaisa loishchicha, but daisa is not something which is normally eaten during the week, v'am Reb Nechumi Bar Zecharia Mishmeida Abaye, eima arvin b'daisa, that you're not allowed to use daisa for the Erev Tavshilin. So if it's just about it being shchiach, so then why can't you use daisa? Ella, rather, says the Gemara, that the reason why you can't use daisa and that you also can't use bread is because midi demalafes ve'inan. It has to be, the tafshil has to be something which is eaten in with bread. Upas lo malafsa v'daisa loy malafsa. And both pas and daisa are both things that are not eaten with bread, they're like bread itself. These crazy Babylonians, that they eat their bread with the daisa, that they dip their bread in bread. That's how we refer to it. So you see, these foods are considered like bread itself. They're not things that are eaten together with bread. And we paskin like this, Lishna Basra, like the second version, that for the tafshil, when a person makes an Erev Tafshilin, the tafshil has to be something which is eaten together with bread. So we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam, or at least we're machmer like Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to use pass and you have to use a tafshil, and the tafshil has to be something which is malafes and mapas. It has to be something that's eaten together with bread.